next hour, we're going to change pace yet again. We all generally do over the 3 hours. And, it's my pleasure to talk to a man that we've spoken to once before, and his name's Russell. And he's involved with the fact he's probably the backbone of it in Victoria, a group called Wheelchair for Kids, a group that was organised by Rotary in the very first place, and Rotary is still very much involved in it. But we want to talk to Russell about it because they do a lot of great things, and you can get involved with not spending a lot of money. So, first of all, welcome, Russell.
Thanks, Alan. Good to be back.
It's good to have you back too, Russell. Now, look, just for the listeners, I know we've got a few new listeners that weren't listening to us last year. Just briefly give us a bit of a rundown on A, why wheelchairs came about, and B, what they do, please.
Yeah, well, that's perfect. It goes back to 1996 when a fellow from Melbourne, a Christian brother named Ollie Pickett, was in Perth as a teacher in the Christian Brothers schools, and he had a metals workshop that was being sponsored by Rotary Club of Scarborough. And this was a group of boys, you know, who could be taught a trade by Ollie. That's about when when Rotary Club of Scarborough became aware of the wheelchairs that were being made in Queensland and the Gold Coast Rotary Club, and they decided they would this would be a worthwhile thing for the boys in that class of Ollie's to make actual wheelchairs if they could. So I'll speed forward, because then you go to October last year when some of these boys decided they'd visit Ollie. They're now like in their 50s, I suppose. So they visited Ollie, and they, half a dozen of them, they were amazed at what they saw, how successful it was, with, you know, about 280 volunteers every week there. And they are the ones who nominated him for Senior Western Australian of the Year. That was in October.
Right.
Then in December, he won that. He was awarded that by the West Australian system. So we knew he was in the running for Senior Australian of the Year, because each state person went to Canberra for Australia Day. Ollie went along, and lo and behold, he wins it. So he became Senior Australian of the Year for the federal government scheme, the National Australia Day Council, it is. Then you go to June this year, and Ollie gets another award. This one is Western Australian of the Year. So not just the
Australian
of the Year for WA. So what this has done, though, at Australia Day, it was a beautiful video of him up on the stage acknowledging his award and the team that helped him. And he did get the chance to ask people to visit the website, and if they could do so, to donate $275 for the cost of another wheelchair. And in the following week, Wheelchairs for Kids received over $300,000.
Gee,
All around Australia. And that has, you know, the impetus hasn't stopped. Every week there's something new. Some more and more money comes in. So where they were making 3,500 wheelchairs a year last year, the plan is, next year they're going to go to 6,000. They're going to do 5,000 this year anyway, because that extra money has all gone into parts to make more wheelchairs.
That's fantastic.
So now, that's like a pen picture of what's going on.
That's terrific. Now, as I understand it, and I know a little bit about this program, but our listeners don't, what I understand, in some ways they're not like our wheelchairs, because these people very often only get the one wheelchair, don't they? So it's able to be made bigger as they get bigger. Am I right?
Yep, it's for children. So the children can be fitted to have a wheelchair fitted for them at about age 5. And that same wheelchair is very strong and robust, and it goes for like 10, 12 years. So they turn 16 or 17 and they're still in the same wheelchair. And it's proven the test of time. It doesn't have the welding break or anything like that. It can have bearings and minor things, but that can all be maintained. So, the wheelchair is a long life thing, not flimsy.
Not just... Russell, the other thing is, too, that we should tell the listeners that in these countries... I've just got a little cough. Sorry about that. These countries, I mean, they're going to sort of third world countries, a lot of them, aren't they?
Yep, 80 countries. In all of those countries, Wheelchairs for Kids has a link to a disability centre which has professional qualified people, you know, either physiotherapist or occupational therapist, who sets up the wheelchair to suit the needs of that kid who's probably got cerebral palsy, something like that. And, 80 countries, they keep sending to the same countries where they get a good outcome. They send, like, one shipping container and they'll send another one a year later, you know, because they know that there's been a good outcome. They get photographic evidence back of how it has helped the kids. But we do think the number of kids around the world that need those wheelchairs that haven't got them is equal to the population of Australia, about 26 million.
Gee. Now, the point I was going to try and make there, though, is in these countries, like, if they don't have their wheelchair, they almost just drag themselves along in the dirt, don't they? I mean, it's that serious. It's not like here where...
Yeah, we've seen.
Where there are other opportunities, as I understand that in some of those places, if they don't have it, well, they're just down in the dirt.
Yeah, well, you can... I've seen footage of this sort of thing that a kid might rely on a piece of cardboard that the other kid's dragging around on, you know, or a piece of plywood or something, you know, and they never really get a chance to get up out of the dirt, you know. But once they've got our wheelchair, they're right.
Yeah. So a child, let's talk about a child at the moment. People like that, it's not only just the wheelchair. I mean, it's absolutely life-altering, isn't it?
Yes, for the whole family too. Yep. Because as a five-year-old kid that has been carried around by mum weighs a... Well, not that great a weight, but as they get older and heavier, I did see one a couple of months ago where a woman in Kenya, she carried in her child who was now 18 and he was 70 kilo, and the woman carried him in.
True.
Somehow, I don't know, but he was too big for our wheelchair anyway. But that's like, so that breaks the back of the parents trying to carry.
Absolutely.
They just have to give up, I think, trying to carry. Mm.
Russell, I've got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more talking to Russell. And about 5 to 3, as I often say, if you have your pad and paper ready or your pad and pencil ready, Russell will tell you how you can get involved and find out more about the organisation. But that'll be at about 5 to 3.
Do it.
was going back in time, and that was Helen Shapiro. And the reason I mentioned that, I'll be here on Sunday between 12 and 3, and we'll be playing all that sort of music. And then, of course, I'll be back Sunday night with the between 6 and 8 with a rock and roll hit parade. So we'll have plenty of rock and roll and all 50s, 60s and 70s music coming up this Sunday between 12 and 3 and 6 and 8. But we're talking to Russell now, and he's involved with a group through Rotary called Wheelchair for Kids, or I'm not sure how Rotary is still involved or whether they are. We'll ask him that in a minute. Russell, roughly how many wheelchairs have been given out over the period of the time?
Yes, well, I've just seen the latest figure, and we have now gone past 65,000. So that's about 4,000 added. Yeah, we hit 60,000 halfway through last year, but now the money that came in through Ollie's award, you know, has enabled them to... They were needing to stop work every day at lunchtime because they would have used up... By lunchtime, they'd have used up the materials yep. that they could afford for that day. That's not the case now. They've got money in the bank, you know, so it's motoring along well.
Russell, is there any government money involved in this, or is it only just what you as a group raise?
Well, so since Ollie got his award, he's got a mate called Elbo. Anthony Albanese, you know, made big promises and said, oh, yeah, you know, this is so good. This workshop keeps older people in active and something to do. So what we need is about three new CNC machines, which are robotic machines that drill holes, and they're like $500,000 each or $400,000 or $500,000. Yep. And Anthony Albanese said, oh, well, that should be easy. We'll sort that out, but we're still waiting. But
they're really good at that, aren't they?
The other side, she's been there and the same sort of thing. Now, Sam Mostyn, the Governor-General, has been there as well because they were all involved in looking after Ollie in Canberra, you know, when he was there.
Oh, terrific, yep.
And so Sam Mostyn had an appointment there to see them like for about an hour, and she had her whole security around her and all of this. About 3 hours later, she's still there. She got that wrapped up in the place.
Yeah, there you go.
Messed up the whole day, you know. But, no, I think we are getting some progress with corporate sponsors, and industry should be able to help us. You know, it's all metals work, so it's either the machinery is from metalworking industry and the materials are like aluminium tubing, and it's a charity. It's worth giving it a help along. So.
Certainly. Now, but apart from that, and I know you don't sit back waiting for handouts, because, and I think government should do a lot more, but I don't want to get into the politics of it. But you also do run relays around the school. So tell us a bit about that too, please, Russell.
Yeah, that's something that we created in Melbourne about 10, 12 years ago. We got some of the wheelchairs together and went to, the first school was Mentone Grammar. And the school got right behind it in that event. That was in November that year, about 10 years ago. And it was incredible. They raised 9,000 something plus, you know, dollars.
Yep.
We just couldn't imagine how they did that, you know. But anyway, that showed us there was a lot of mileage to be had. So what we've streamlined it. We've got two furniture trailers here in Melbourne. There's 20 wheelchairs in each trailer. So if we go to a school of 500 or 600 kids, there's plenty of the wheelchairs for them to run a circuit, probably on the basketball courts is typical, set up traffic cones, and the children get sponsored by their families to, to support the fundraising. The last one we did was in April at Mount Eliza Primary, and 21 grades there, and they ran not even a full day, but they raised enough money to pay for 21 wheelchairs.
That's
one wheelchair per grade. $275. It was like $4,000-something. So our next one is Lindale at Dandenong. We're going back to Mount Eliza to St. Thomas More Catholic Primary School. Got that one. We've got Belcombe Grammar in about a month's time too. That's in Mount Martha. So we're trying to do the peninsula. I've been in touch with Rotary Morning to just see if I can get them to find one for us.
Yep.
Too. But
so Rotary is still obviously involved in the whole. Is Rotary still involved over in West Australia? Or I know.
Yes. So the significant workshop that they've got there was paid for by one really serious donation of $2 million to buy us a workshop. That was a woman from the Northern Territory. But that
one person,
that workshop
was
purchased. Yes, she's Eileen Doyle is her name. Bill and Eileen Doyle, and they are cattle ranchers in Northern Territory. And they just believe this is a great charity, so they had just sold. They're sort of stepping back now, retiring. Yep. And so that's what they did. They got a tax deduction for that sort of a donation.
Yep.
But so the factory is owned in a particular foundation, the Wheelchairs for Kids Foundation, but that's controlled by Rotary Club of Scarborough. Yeah, so it is still all
good.
A Rotary Club controlled event, the whole thing. You know, and that Rotary Club of Scarborough are really happier than ever, the way I understand it. They know it's their, you know, very special project they've got, and a fabulous success for a Rotary Club in Australia.
Terrific project. All right, Russell, I've got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
The last that ever she saw him, carried away by a moonlight shadow, he passed on worried and warning, carried away by a moonlight shadow, lost in a river last Saturday night, far away on the other side, he was caught in the middle of a desperate fight, and she couldn't find how to push through.
That's an updated version, of course. Mike Oldfield had a song like that in the 1970s, and that was a group called Groove Coverage. So updated version came out in 2012. Russell, we're talking about wheelchairs for kids, which is although it's a Rotary project, they always need money. So, I mean, anybody can donate to it. And one of the things with Rotary and Lions are the same, that when you donate money to that organisation with a stipulation that it's to go to whatever it is, you know it's going to go there. Russell, who decides which country you're going to send them to? And obviously you've got to send a container at a time. And how many go in the container? Hang on, you're not there.
Containers?
Sorry, you're
not there?
No, you're right now.
I'm back? Yeah, okay. Yep. So a 20-foot shipping container, that's the smaller one, 166 wheelchairs in there, and the 40-footer is twice that, 320-odd wheelchairs. And who decides? Well, we do have in Perth a fellow named Jeff, who is the distribution coordinator as to where they're all going. He has a plan at the start of the year for the whole year already, you know, and it'll always be where we're having success. Look, so the most successful places are Bali. Bali has a charity operates there that gets the wheelchairs out to disabled kids. They know where they all are. That's called Global Village. There's a Blue Spring as a charity from Switzerland that supports Zambia, for instance. So they, every year, they pay for a ship. They pay for the freight. So we've got the wheelchairs paid for, but the freight is still a big thing because from Perth to Zambia is apparently like $15,000 freight to get it
it's
there.
It's a lot of money, isn't it?
Yeah, someone like Bali is only like 5,000 because it's just not the same distance.
Yep.
So it's always, I try to introduce new places now and then to send the wheelchairs to, because they do get referred to me, and then it's, you know, they're very careful about not sending wheelchairs that are going to maybe not be handled properly. They need to be convinced, check out the credibility of that organisation that's going to take them over, because if they just hand them out in the cartons, for instance, and let trust luck that they're going to be put together, that's not good enough.
No, and the other issue too, that has arisen from time to time, that not everything gets to the people that need to be. Sometimes they've wound up on market sites, haven't they? I'm not talking about wheelchairs. Yeah, I'm talking about in general. Yeah.
Yeah, in general, charitable things can be siphoned off on the way and, you know, wind up sold at weekend at markets, you know, in those developing countries.
Yep.
Yeah. So I do have something I could do with some help with, but maybe this break or the next one.
Yep.
I'll go for it now.
I'll talk to you in a minute.
Okay.
Do you work through Rotary clubs over in these countries, or do you just deal direct with the organisation themselves?
Yeah, no, we don't really need a Rotary club in the other in countries. No, the Rotary club would actually be in the way, I think.
You know, that's fair enough.
It's best. Well, we have known them to disrupt things, trying to get involved, you know. But because what we know is that in the disability centre in Kenya, Uganda, Malawi, all those places, there's somebody, probably a volunteer, who's there, who's trained as, you know, with a qualification as a physiotherapist or something, and they know what they're doing. So we don't need sometimes there has been some Rotary Club help with a working bee to try and put a few of them together quickly, wheelchairs in certain countries, but generally it's best just to get the shipping container of 166 there. They sit on that, and they then take 3 months to distribute them, you know, a few each day. They know where they're going to take them to.
Yep. Well, I guess the other thing is too that you really do need them to get to the, well, I guess you want them put together. You don't want them hanging around, and you also want them to be where people are going to get sort of ready access to them, don't you?
Yes, that's right. No, you're right. We there's a country I remember that we realised after a couple of years that they didn't seem to have reported putting many together, and then we found they still had most of them sitting in a shed. You know, they didn't get on with it. But
That's no good.
But that's no, that's just a waste in that case.
Yep. All right, I've got to take a quick break, Jeff. Russell, and we'll be back with more. I'm talking to Russell from Wheelchairs for Kids. Russell, I wasn't sure what you wanted to talk about, whether it's just to me or not, but you wanted to say something.
Okay, well, so what happened when Ollie made his acceptance speech, Australia Day, he made a point about that every carton with a wheelchair also has a knee rug for the kid that receives a wheelchair and a toy, a knitted toy. So within in the following week, there was all these knitters from around Australia saying, oh, we'd love to do that. So I had to, anything on the East Coast was referred to me. So I got a couple in Brisbane who wanted to knit, and then I said, well, but the trouble is that knee rugs are light and bulky, so if you try to put them in Australia Post, it's not worth, you know, it's too costly. So I managed to get an elderly lady in Hobart. She had knitted about 20 rugs. I managed to get a Rotary Club there to pick them up from her and bring them over to Geelong.
Yep.
One of the members was coming over, and then I got them from him. But I also had, the one that I'm in trouble with now is Canberra Crochet Club in suburb of Canberra, and they came up with about 30, and I got those. And then that turned into a bit of trouble to get them from Canberra to Melbourne for me. And now they've got another 50, and the woman that helped that transport isn't able to help again. So I'm looking for a way to get somebody that might be travelling from Canberra, you know, might have relatives in Melbourne or something, if they could get to somewhere within the Melbourne area, I can get them from there. But anyway, I just thought I'd mention it now.
Yeah, well, we'll never know. Somebody's... we'll mention that. And also, what about a truckie?
A truck company to do it.
Yeah, what about truck? I'm thinking about a truckie himself. If we could talk to somebody who brings... I mean, there's trucks come from Canberra to Melbourne every day. You could chuck 50 of those in the cabin, couldn't you?
Yep. It's going to be those Chinese market bags, you know, those bulky bags.
Yep.
It's going to be like three of those, so I can just go... three of them would fill the boot of a motor car, but, you know, truck, yeah, they could just go... in behind the seat, and the truck driver probably lives in Dandenong or something, and I could go there and get them.
So, all right, we'll see what we can do. So if anybody's listening that has a relative, or you're going to Canberra for a holiday, and if you've got the van, well, you've got plenty of room just to bring back these. So I'm sure, Russell, if you contact me, we'll soon get hold of Russell, and we could organise that. I have got an idea. I might be able to do something. We'll just see how we go. I've got to take one quick break, Russell, and then we'll be back with more. Played that song for Russell. He likes Brenda Lee, so I put one in for Brenda Lee. Just a couple of things I want to tell you. On Sunday between 12 and 3, I'll be here with Music Memories and More, and around about 1:30, I'll be interviewing Lonnie Lee. Lonnie Lee's still out there, one of the old rockers of the 60s. He's in his 80s, 82 or something, and he's still out performing. In fact, he was going to have him 2 weeks ago, but his concert couldn't finish early enough. But I'll have him around 1:30 this Sunday. So be listening for that. And, of course, just another quick reminder that what Russell was just talking about, if anybody's going up to Canberra and could pick these things up for Russell, won't take up a lot of space, give us a yell at the station and we'll certainly get hold of Russell. Russell, we're starting to run out of time. I've got to be out of here by about 5:02 to let Greg come in. Oh, and I must remind, quick reminder that Greg Carrick will be here between 3 and 5 with the Oz Indie Show. Always a great show, and he's in there preparing at the moment. He'll push me out of the chair at 5 to 3, and straight after 3 o'clock news, he'll be here with songs that have never been played on radio before. They'll only be songs that have been released in the last few days. So always great stuff coming up. Russell, I think before we get too far in, and I'm going to ask you in a minute for the contact details, we just need to remind people that these wheelchairs are only $275. Now, I know $275 is a lot of money to some people, but what's a wheelchair out here? You're not going to get it for under $1,000, are you?
No, that's right. If you go to a disability supplier, it's... For a manual wheelchair without a motor, it's still like $5,000.
Yeah, so we're talking about life-changing, that people who, I think Russell said they tow them around on bits of cardboard, and that's if they can get somebody there to take them. I mean, if no one's there to take them, they can't. So this gives them independence for $275. I mean, seems like a good deal to me, Russell.
Yeah, I have heard we're about to alter the price to $300, but it's still, not much different, really. It's because there's no wages to pay. The factory is owned. They do cover the overheads of the power and fuel and that with some donations. So each... I better start calling it $300. We'll pay for one more wheelchair. But it doesn't have to be the whole amount. When you look on the website, there's amounts that represent, I think it's $50 is the three wheels.
Oh, yeah, it's broken down.
You can break it down to pay for just parts of it. Yeah.
Righto. So, Russell, how are we going to find out more about wheelchairs for kids? What's your website? And... let's go with it.
Okay, well, the website is wheelchairsforkids.org, and if you want to find me, I'm under the tab on there that is about the school wheelathons, because that's the part that relates to Melbourne. But my personal phone number, if anyone wants to give me a call, that's fine, 0414 600 721.
Alan's going
to ask me to repeat that.
Yeah, 0414 600 721.
Yeah, that's it.
Got that.
Correct.
Can I just ask you this too, Russell? Are you always looking for schools to do these wheelathons, or have you got enough schools?
Yes. Never enough schools. We'd like to do one every month. And really, this year we're only going to wind up having done about 6, I think, for the whole year. The schools are very busy, so I can approach them. I've got so many leads out at the moment, I'd have a dozen leads out there, and it's not that they don't want to do them, they just say, oh, we've got that much on, we've got the snow trip coming, we've got this the camp or something, anyway, we've got a couple coming up, as I mentioned before, so, anyone with a link to a school, we've got something great happening in Rotary. The principal at Emerald Primary School is going to be the Rotary District Governor year after this year.
Yeah. Oh, yep.
So that's, she's going to introduce us to many schools in the district. I'm just trying to come up with her name now. I shouldn't have started this.
Oh, that's terrific. The more you can get out, the more money you make for the group too, isn't it?
Yeah, there is another thing that's happened this week that is worthy of mention, very worthy, is in Melbourne, one of the most successful Rotary clubs in Australia, really, is Rotary Club of Bourne. And they raise significant money every year from, they created the Camberwell Sunday Market out behind the shopping centre in Burke Road.
Yep.
And they have a big surplus of income and not enough time to find the projects to spend it on. So they are willing to put $200,000 a year into the club projects of other Rotary clubs. True. Anyway, just this week we got $46,000 from them.
Gee,
because they had a look at what Wheelchairs for Kids is, and they said, well, it's just a brilliant project, you know, how could we not put money into it? That's what I hear. They've so out of their international fund, they're probably letting cat out of a bag there, but I heard that that's happening.
The people that are listening to us today probably can't afford that, but as you say, like even if they just donate some wheels or a full chair or whatever, it's got to help, doesn't it? So the website again, right, please, Russell?
Is wheelchairsforkids.org.
Yeah. And your phone number again?
0414 600 721.
Russell, this is probably a hard question for you to answer, but I'm going to ask it anyway, and you can tell me you don't know. Are you finding that there is an increase in people that need wheelchairs overseas, or a decrease, or is it just sort of plateauing?
Yeah, I don't think there's a trend either way that I'm aware of. I suppose we know that on the Gaza Strip there are children that are going to need the wheelchair. Mm. So those wheelchairs are going to be delivered to Jordan because the refugee camp for that part of the world is in Jordan. I know they've got a shipping container being lined up to go to Jordan for that purpose. But so there it is, you know, that there's kids become in need of wheelchairs because of events of war that are going on around the world still.
Russell, I've got to go.
Otherwise.
I've got to go, unfortunately. Okay. My time's fast running out. But thank you for your time again. If people go on to wheelchairforkids.org, have a look. And if you can spare a few dollars, give it. Or maybe your school would like to look at raising some money. Maybe you could bring it up and talk to them. Or 0414 600 721. 0414 600 721. You can talk to the man himself. Russell, thank you for your time again. Always look forward to talking to you, and we'll talk to you in the future as well.
Okay. Thanks, Alan. I'll see you on the 5th of September, won't I?
You certainly will. Thanks, Russell. Bye.